Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A lot going on. Boy, I tell you, great football season. They win the conference. And now, Gary, this basketball team looks like it's poised to do some damage too, huh?
Pat McKenzie's got a great team. They're long and lengthy, and they play great defense. He really has done a great job, and they're fun to watch. They're very, very talented.
Gary joins us in the CenterPoint Energy Hotline. And Gary, up there, it's kind of been you guys come together pretty good with that. You know, obviously the baseball. You got a football coach that coaches the baseball team, and you got a new turf and redone up there. Facility wise, it's about as nice as it gets, isn't it?
It really is nice. We've been very fortunate. Our alums have stepped up, and we've got a field with a dome over it, Gilardi Field. Most of that money came in from football alums. Jerry Hogan's got a great baseball stadium. Maybe I think one of the best in the maybe other than Seabird Field at the U, certainly the best in the state. And then, of course, our basketball venue is very good. And our home field, Clemens Stadium for football, is second to none, I think.
You know, up and coming is, of course, the game with the Tommies, maybe the last game, depending on they're leaving the MIAC. And you guys made the decision to play it at U.S. Bank Stadium. I know there was a lot of hemming and hawing and trying to decide on this. What was that process like, and how did you guys arrive at it?
Well, it's certainly it's not what I had envisioned being the last game, and other people. You know, I had said from the very beginning that I wanted the game to be on campus, and we went with that thinking and thought that it was going to be on campus. U.S. Bank called us in early September, right at the beginning of the football season, and asked if we'd be interested in playing the final game between St. John's and St. Thomas at U.S. Bank. And at that time, Bob Elpers and I, Bob's our athletic director, we were sitting in his office when the call came. And I said, no, we want to play it here at home. And they respected that. And then a couple weeks later, they called again and just say, well, we just want to check to make sure, you know, because this could be a big crowd. And we said, no, we want to play it here at St. John's. We've had big crowds here before. And then the word came out that St. Thomas was going to go Division I, and for certain it was going to be the last game between the two schools. And we just got inundated with requests for tickets. People were calling saying, you know, how do we get tickets for this game? And obviously we didn't even have tickets on sale at that point. It was over a year away. People started thinking, holy cow, we might have 25,000-30,000 people here at St. John's. We fit 18 into our stadium, but it's a mess. The traffic, they had to close down 94 a couple of times, and that's never good. So our administration started thinking, you know what, this might get too big that we can't even handle on campus. And as much as we wanted to play it, I certainly would prefer to play it on campus for the safety of people and so people get a chance to see the game, because we'd have to cut it off at about 16-5 to be safe. And we just thought, you know what, let's move it. It's even though it's not what we want, it's going to be great for the fans, and it's going to allow a lot of people to see that final game.
Now, obviously, when you have it at your own site, you control everything. Is there a financial windfall to this? Do you know? Is it all based on how many people show up? It's hard to say.
That's a good question, and I haven't been really part of that because I've just been on the other end of it from a football standpoint, thinking, you know, do we want to do this?
And, yeah.
You know, we lose a home game here at St. John's, which is, you know, we consider Clemens Field sacred ground, and to lose a home game is tough. So I haven't been on that part of it. I mean, I know what we typically make on a St. John, St. Thomas home game, and and I'm assuming that we're going to be compensated in that regard there. And whatever else goes on, that's for the administrative people to figure out that. And, you know, we'll play the game on November 7th and, you know, make the best of it.
You just remember, though, if they sell that sucker out, you don't be afraid to go in there and say, hey, that new tackling dummy I want, now I really want it. And I know you got, don't tell me I can't get it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, we'll see. You know, when we played at Target Field, we had 37,000 people, and they didn't think they would be able to get that many people for a game like that.
So no.
Who knows with the last one, you know, I think the U.S. Bank people, when they first approached us, they said, "What? We think there could be 45,000, maybe even more people that would want to come to this game." So, you know, the Gophers are in town that same day, and you know, Coach Fleck has a great team. They're relevant, so they're going to get a crowd too. So it may not be as big as we think it is, but, you know, we'll make the best of it. And I think the big thing is, you know, everybody that wants to go to the game is going to be able to go. We're not going to cut it off at 16-5 like we would have to at St. John's. And people are going to be safe. You know, if we had the crowd of 20,000 at St. John's, we have one exit that goes into campus and out of campus. So, you know, that would be just a nightmare trying to, you know, make that a safe environment with cars coming all over the place. When we played them 2 years ago, Mike, we had the night before, we had people coming with campers and RVs parking all over campus. When I got there the next morning, there was absolutely no place to park. It was just a complete zoo. And our security people are trying to, you know, get people into the stadium, and it's backed up all the way to 94, and they have to turn people away. It just it was a fiasco.
You know, and the only sad thing about it is now you think, you know what? That was the last time maybe St. Thomas will play at Clemens, right? Now we know that. We didn't know that until that memory, and you guys won the game, and it was a wonderful day and all those things. But now you think, oh, yeah, that might not be repeated again.
I know, and that's the hard part. Coming from a purist like myself who, you know, I really believe you play at your stadium you know, that's been such a great feel for us. And yeah, that is a great memory. That was, you know, the week that John Gallardi passed away.
Yes. So all those things came together. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Well, that game has special meaning for all of us at St. John's. And, you know, I got an email from a former player today, former teammate of mine that said, well, if that goes down as the last Johnny Tommy game at Clemens Field, that was a perfect way to end it at home.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But, you know, well, again, we'll do the best we can and try to make it a home field as much as we can.
What would John say if they, you know, I don't even know, was he active in the, you know, the business side of things? And if they said, hey, John, if we play at U.S. Bank Stadium, you know, maybe you can make a few more bucks. What would his take have been on this?
He might have went for it only because there would be no bugs and it would be warm.
That's right. That would, you know, nobody hunched over more than John on the sidelines in those late November games.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, you know, again, John loved the Clemens Stadium and named after his good friend Bill Clemens. So I think John would prefer that it's played at home, too. But, you know, John was also a good businessman, too. And you know, he probably would have, you know, thought about it and said, well, if it can help out the program some way, we'll do it wherever they want us to play.
You know, and Gary, people don't realize this, but I can remember back, you know, when you guys used to, the MIAC, I was used to stand up at the Metrodome the final week of the season. Everybody got to play there. So you have played St. Thomas. I can remember being there for a game or maybe two where you did play them under the dome.
Absolutely. We played them 2 years in the dome. And you know, you're right. We used to have kind of a showcase at the end of the year where all the MIAC teams played. So we played them before on a neutral field. You know, this is just the next chapter in this whole, you know, rivalry. And unfortunately, it sounds like it's going to be the last one. That saddens me because it's been such a great rivalry. And we have great respect for the MIAC and what it stands for. And, you know, to not have one of our members, you know, be in it, it kind of pains me a bit. But again, you got to move on, and we'll make the best of it.
You know, and I was thinking about that. You know, when you guys started to get creative with this series, Target Field, 37,000, Allianz Field last year, you've tapped into something there, and it's not just the series, Target Field, 37,000, Allianz Field last year. You've tapped into something there, and it's not just the St. John St. Thomas. You know, when Minnehaha Academy played this team with LeBron James kid, 17,000 yep. people showed up at Target Center for that game. There's something there. And I think what we're finding out is that people are more in tune than we think they are to small college, to high school, and everything else. Do you think that's social media? What's the piece going on there that people are just rising to that and wanting to be a part of the St. Thomas, St. John's, or the Minnehaha Academy? What's going on there?
I think part of it is social media. Minnesota's a great sports
state. It is.
I mean, people don't realize what we have here in the state of Minnesota when you look at the pro teams, the college teams, the MIAC, the NSIC, and it's incredible all the different options we have here. And this is a sports state, and so I think that's part of it, and people are really in tune. It helps, obviously, to have people like you, Mike, and other people who follow college sports and give the MIAC and other leagues such a good representation of what it's all about by talking to us and reporting on our games. That means the world to us. But I think the fans here in Minnesota are the best fans. I mean, I've never lived in another state, but I've certainly been in other states, and it certainly is not like it is in other states. We are very, very fortunate that the fan base here is really into it.
You know, and we had a guy on earlier. He's got a company called Recruit Me, and it's to help parents and kids figure out how to get recruited. And he talked about Division III, II, and I. And off of that conversation, what is the best way for kids? You know, you see as many as you can, but you always want to know if a kid wants to play at St. John's. You want to know and at least be able to evaluate them. What's the best way that you find for kids to reach out to you if it means something to them to play at St. John's? How do they go about it?
You know, things have changed so much in that regard. Back when you and I played, Mike, if you wanted to get information to a college coach, you were probably, well, in my case anyway, you were sending them an old 16-millimeter film or whatever.
Yeah, and hope their projector worked that day, yeah.
Exactly. And now you can go on the computer and access anybody's huddle tape, and you can watch it immediately. It's absolutely incredible how that can happen. So, we get a lot of kids that just reach out to us and say, hey, could you watch my huddle highlight and see if St. John's might be an option for me? And, of course, we have our connections with the high school coaches. And, with me being a former high school coach, I have a lot of connections with the high school coaches. And we have a great recruiting coordinator, Damien DeMonso, who does a great job. So we're out there a lot. But realistically, if kids really want to find a place for themselves, they can find it just by – getting in touch with coaches and sending them their things. A lot of times there's recruiters out there that say, hey, you pay me $500, I'll find a spot for you. I don't think parents need to do that. I think if you really want to go to a place, you show them what you have, send them tape, send them information. And 99% of the coaches are going to get back to you
yep.
and follow up with that.
But take it upon yourself.
Absolutely. I think that's a big thing. You know, we know a lot of, obviously we're out and about, so we hear of great players and we get lists from high school coaches of kids that they have on their teams or kids that they played against that they think would be a good fit for us here. But a lot of our kids come from, hey, watch my tape and see what you think.
Coach, thank you so much. Always fun to visit with you any time of the year, and we'll be in touch leading up to, of course, and throughout the season.
Mike, I appreciate all you do. This is one of my favorite shows. I listen to it almost every night. I hope there's a lot of other people that do, and I know that there are. But you've had a great influence on not only pro sports, but college and high school sports, too.
Gary, I appreciate that, and back at you. And stay warm up there, and we'll talk soon.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.